Hello, and welcome to your GCSE German Grammar podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're diving into one of the most important topics in the whole specification, Verben und Zeiten, verbs and tenses. Now, I know that might sound daunting, but trust me, once you get your head around the patterns, this topic is one of the best ways to pick up marks across all four skills: listening, speaking, reading, and writing. So let's get started. First, let's talk about the presence, the present tense. This is your bread and butter. In German, weak verbs, also called regular verbs, follow a very predictable pattern. Take the verb spielen, which means to play. You take the stem, that's spiel, and add your endings. So, ich spiele, du spielst, spielt, wir spielen, ihr spielt, sie spielen. Notice that the ich form ends in e, the du form ends in st, and sie s ends in t. That pattern, e, st, t, en, t, en, is your golden rule for weak verbs. Learn it, love it, and you will use it in every single exam. Now, strong verbs, also called irregular verbs, are a bit more exciting. The key thing to know is that strong verbs change their stem vowel in the du and RZS forms. For example, fahren, to travel or to drive, becomes ich fahre, du fährst, fährt. Did you hear that? The A becomes an umlaut E in the second and third person singular. Other common ones, lesen, to read, becomes du liest, liest. Sehen, to see, becomes du siehst, sieht. These are the ones examiners love to test, so make sure you learn them from your specification tables. Right, let's move on to the perfect tense. This is the tense you will use most often to talk about the past in speaking and writing. The perfect tense has two parts: a helper verb, either haben or sein, conjugated at position 2 in the sentence, and then the past participle, the Partizip 2, sent to the very end of the clause. For example, ich habe Fußball gespielt, I played football, or wir haben einen Film gesehen, we watched a film. Now, here is the big question that trips up so many candidates. When do you use haben and when do you use sein? The rule is this: sein is used with verbs of movement or change of state. Verbs like gehen, to go, fahren, to travel, kommen, to come, fliegen, to fly, and also sein itself, to be, and bleiben, to stay. Everything else uses haben. A great memory trick: if something physically moves from A to B, it's probably sein. Ich bin nach Berlin gefahren. I travelled to Berlin. Wir sind ins Kino gegangen. We went to the cinema. Now let's look at forming the Partizip 2, the past participle. For weak verbs, it's beautifully simple. Ge plus the stem plus T. So spielen becomes gespielt. Kaufen, to buy, becomes gekauft. Machen, to do or make, becomes gemacht. For strong verbs, it's ge plus the stem, which may change, plus en. So schreiben, to write, becomes geschrieben. Sehen becomes gesehen. Fahren becomes gefahren. One more thing about the Partizip 2. Watch out for separable verbs. If a verb has a separable prefix, like aufmachen, to open, the ge goes in the middle, aufgemacht. And for verbs ending in ieren, like studieren or fotografieren, there is no ge at all. Studiert, fotografiert. These are classic exam traps, so keep them in mind. Now let's talk about the imperfect, the simple past or imperfect tense. At GCSE, you mainly need this for high-frequency verbs. War, was, from sein, hatte, had, from haben, and the modal verbs. Konnte, musste, wollte, durfte, sollte, mochte, wolle. These are incredibly
useful in both writing and speaking. A confident candidate says ich hatte rather than ich habe gehabt, and ich war rather than ich bin gewesen. Examiners will award credit for this, and it immediately lifts the quality of your German. Right, let's move to the Futur, the future tense. This is actually the easiest tense to form in German. You use the present tense of werden, which means will, plus the infinitive at the end of the clause. Werden conjugates like this. Ich werde, du wirst, wird, wir werden, ihr werdet, sie werden. So, ich werde morgen Tennis spielen. I will play tennis tomorrow. Wir werden nach Deutschland fahren. We will travel to Germany. Now, let's cover modal verbs, modal verben. These are absolutely essential and they appear everywhere. The six modal verbs are dürfen, to be allowed to, können, to be able to or can, mögen, to like, müssen, to have to or must, sollen, to be supposed to or wollen, to want to. The key rule, and this is the two-verb rule, is that the modal verb is conjugated and sits at position two in the sentence, and the infinitive of the main verb goes to the very end. For example, ich kann gut Deutsch sprechen. I can speak German well. Muss seine Hausaufgaben machen. He must do his homework. Wir wollen ins Kino gehen. We want to go to the cinema.
Now, let's talk exam technique. Because knowing the grammar is only half the battle, you also need to know how to use it strategically in each paper. In the writing paper, the single biggest mark winner is demonstrating a range of tenses. At foundation level, you need at least two tenses, present and one other. At higher, examiners expect three or more, present, a past tense and a future. So always plan your tenses before you write. A simple trick, write P, par, F at the top of your planning space, present, past, future, and tick each one off as you use it. The second biggest writing tip is word order. German word order trips up even the best candidates. Remember the two golden rules. Rule one, the conjugated verb always sits at position two in a main clause. If you start with a time expression, like gestern, yesterday, the verb still comes second. Gestern bin ich ins Kino gegangen. Rule two, in a subordinate clause, after words like weil, because, das, that, obwohl, although, wenn, when or if, the conjugated verb goes to the very end. So, ich gehe ins Kino, weil es interessant ist. I go to the cinema because it is interesting. These two rules account for a huge number of errors in the writing paper. Practice them until they feel automatic. Now, common mistakes. Let me walk you through the top five errors that examiners see every year. Number one, confusing haben and sein in the perfect tense. Remember, movement and change of state take sein. Everything else takes haben. Number two, putting the separable prefix in the wrong place. In the present tense, the prefix goes to the end. Ich mache das Fenster auf. I open the window. Number three, forgetting the infinitive at the end with modal verbs. Ich kann schwimmen, not ich kann schwimme. Number four, using the wrong verb ending for strong verbs. Du fährst, not du fährst. Liest, not liest. Number five, ignoring word order in subordinate clauses. Weil ich müde bin, not weil ich bin müde. If you can avoid these five mistakes, you are already ahead of a significant number of candidates. For the speaking exam, preparation is everything. In the 15 minutes before your exam, use your preparation time wisely. Annotate your photo card or role play card, jot down key verbs you want to use, and make sure you have one phrase in the past and one in the future ready to go. Useful filler phrases that buy you thinking time. Das ist eine gute Frage. That's a good question. Ich denke das. I think that. Meiner Meinung nach. In my opinion. These show the examiner you are comfortable in the language. For listening and reading, watch out for distractors. German exam questions often include information that sounds right but is a trap. Listen for negatives. Nicht, kein, nie, niemals, which completely change the meaning. Also watch for qualifiers like vielleicht, maybe, or manchmal, sometimes, which soften statements. And be careful with numbers. German numbers can sound similar, so listen carefully for 30, 30, versus 13, 13. Right, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a short pause to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. How do you form the present tense of a weak verb? Answer. Take the stem and add the endings. Est, t, en, t, en. Question 2. How do you form the perfect tense? Answer. Haben or sein at position 2 plus the participe 2 at the end. Question 3. Which auxiliary verb do you use with fahren in the perfect tense? Answer. Sein, because fahren is a movement verb. Ich bin gefahren. Question 4. Where does the infinitive go with a modal verb? Answer. At the very end of the clause. Ich muss meine Hausaufgaben machen. Question 5. What happens to the verb in a subordinate clause after weil? Answer. It goes to the end. Ich lerne Deutsch, weil es interessant ist. Brilliant. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any of them, go back and review that section of your notes. To wrap up, German verbs and tenses are the backbone of your GCSE. Master the present tense endings, learn your Haben and Sein auxiliaries, practice the two verb all until it's second nature, and always plan your tenses before you want to speak. The students who do best in German are not necessarily the ones who know the most vocabulary. They are the ones who apply their grammar accurately and consistently. You've got this. Keep practicing, keep reviewing, and I'll see you in the next episode. Viel Erfolg, gut Glück.